Yeah, there's a lot of ways that this one feels different. Honestly, this is not the answer that people are expecting, but the most different way that it feels is because it's a lot easier to sing vocally. After coming off the Map Dot tour, I really realized that every single song that I've ever written or put out is really, really challenging. And so there's no break whatsoever in my set. So I said, we need to remedy that for the longevity of my career. So we put this one together specifically to sit in a place that was fun for me to sing and a little bit less challenging. So that's different. But like you mentioned, the lyrics are very different. They're coming from a different angle, kind of from the perspective of someone who is falling in love and chasing someone who's not quite available at that time emotionally. So it's a little bit different for me, and it was a fun thing to explore.
How was the experience for the Map Dot tour? You did mention that. Now, having that kind of experience, how did that experience play into the new music that you created?
It was an amazing experience. I think the biggest thing I learned was, like I'd mentioned, is that my songs are really challenging, and I've always known that, but I think performing, 90 minutes to 2 hours of them every single night really drove that home. So that's been a main factor, is like, I need to create some songs that give me a chance to breathe. Right around when we hit Vancouver, I was getting really, really sick, in a vocal way, like I've never been before. We got the sound check and I started to sing. I'd kind of been saving my voice all day, putting myself on vocal rest. And we got the sound check and my guitar player was like, I have never heard that sound come out of your throat. So I was like, I have to create moments that don't strain my voice in a way that I've done in the past.
Most people don't realize that you have to maintain it like that.
Oh, totally. And the talking before and after the shows is just as bad. So it's tough when you're doing meet and greets and you're, exposing yourself to a lot of people and you're living on a bus. Like, there is no part of touring that is conducive to your health. So, the more that I can do to make that experience easier, not because I'm lazy, but because I need that for the fans so that I can put on those shows every single night, the better those shows can be.
And you do give it all. We saw you here in Thorold, and it was a tremendous show. So thank you so much for all you do. And you like to give back, too. That's very important to you and close to your heart. Tell me about your connection and involvement with the MS Society of Canada.
Hey, great timing. I'm pretty sure May is MS month.
It is, yeah.
Well, I lost my dad when I was 16 years old to multiple sclerosis. He had been battling it for most, if not all, of my life. I was pretty young, so I don't really remember like a day that he was diagnosed or anything like that. But I try to be involved in as many ways as I can. I don't have one specific involvement or thing that I do every year. Growing up, we always did the MS walk. We were always the top, my brother and I were always the top fundraising team. And from then, when I went into university, I actually started working for the MS Society of Canada. And so now that I've got a platform, I try to do whatever I can with the MS Society. And that's changed a little bit over the years as to what it is that we do. But yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
You got a big year, big summer, a lot of big shows coming. Stampede is going to be fun for you in July.
Yeah, really looking forward to coming back to Nashville North. That'll be a blast. It always is.
And Hagersville Rocks, those are big stages. What do you enjoy more? I mean, because I saw you at a club, I've seen you at a festival. Which is better for you?
It really depends on the crowd. They're all great. But I mean, whatever the crowd is giving to me, I'm going to give back to them tenfold. So if, it could be a crowd of 10, but if they're screaming every word at the top of their lungs, that can be so much more fun than a crowd of 10,000 that doesn't care that you're there.
Yeah.
So it's really on a nightly basis. It's tough to compare without seeing the crowd.
Hey, do you put your set lists out there before your shows, or do you surprise your audience with them?
We don't put them out. No, we keep them to ourselves, and we try to make changes usually like every year or so. We love to really get comfortable with one set list so that we know exactly what we're doing, and it's just kind of like second nature, and it can get better, every time we play it. And then we like to change things up a little bit kind of every year so that whenever, if you've seen me last year and I'm coming back to your city this year, it's a little bit different and you can look forward to something new.
Other plans for the summer, aside from the shows, do you get any me time, any cottage time, camping time?
Yeah, I think we're going to get a little bit of time this year. Our summer is kind of, not even spread out. It's positioned in such a way where we'll have like three shows every weekend instead of like one show every weekend. So sorry, three shows every few weekends instead of like one show every weekend. Yeah. So that actually creates for a little bit of time at the lake, hopefully.
Everything good with MDM and everybody at the camp is good?
Everybody's so good. I just saw them last week. We just celebrated 15 years as a record label. So we, it's
and
incredible.
You've been there for
I've been
a good
with them
for
like,
those years, eh?
Yeah, like 12 or 13 maybe-ish.
Wow. Yeah.
And so we actually just were up in Kelowna last week. We had a little retreat where there was no work. This is the first time in those 12 or 13 years that I've been able to spend time with my whole record label without being at work.
Wow.
So we just went on a little wine tour and we had some really nice dinners and just hung out at a cottage at Predator Ridge. It was beautiful. It was perfect.
Yeah,
so everyone's extra good this week.
Yeah, that's when you really learn about who you work with, right? Those are great times.
Yeah, and we actually have a new signing to the label. So that was the first time we were able to meet the Red Hill Valleys. So that was really special as well.
Wonderful. Well, it was great to talk to you, and we're looking forward to your summer and catching you on the road. Any chance you get down to Niagara anytime soon?
I sure hope so. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if we're around there. I'd have to look at my tour dates because I'm a visual person. But if something comes up, we'll definitely let you know.
I appreciate your time and your patience with our issues this morning. So thank you so much, and we'll hopefully talk to you sooner than later.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.